From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. One last appeal for votes today from the candidates for president of Ukraine. On Sunday, Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych will face former Prime Minister Viktor Yushchenko again. Yanukovych's apparent victory in an earlier election was thrown out amid allegations of fraud. Since that vote, there have been massive anti-government street uprisings. They're being called the Orange Revolution, after the opposition's campaign color. Also, we've witnessed the unfolding of the bizarre story of the poisoning of opposition leader Yushchenko. Doctors now say that he ingested a massive dose of dioxin. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has been in Kiev for most of the past 6 weeks, and he joins us right now from that Ukrainian city. Lawrence, how did the two candidates spend this last official day of campaigning?
Prime Minister Yanukovych crisscrossed the country. He started in the Carpathian Mountains in the south of the country. He ended up in Kiev before 5,000 supporters. He repeated again that he believes this election was stolen from him, that the 21-member Ukrainian Supreme Court had no right to annul the results of the first election. He calls this the Orange Coup. It's not a revolution to him. It's a coup d'etat. As far as challenger Yushchenko, he confidently predicted victory in Kiev today, saying he would get 60% of the vote. He also said that the authorities had a right to prevent any violence on election day, and he made a point of saying he wants good relations with Russia. Of course, President Putin of Russia had earlier supported Prime Minister Yanukovych. He's now backed away from that support. And this evening we're seeing some of the crowds, the opposition crowds, coming back into the streets of Kiev, honking horns, chanting, singing songs, and listening to rock music at the present time.
Lawrence, what's to prevent the fraud that took place during the first runoff being repeated this time around?
Well, first of all, there have been wholesale changes in the way this election will be run. During the last election, the country's elections commission was controlled by the government. It wasn't impartial at all. Now the Central Elections Commission has opposition members on it. That was forced through by the opposition through parliament. Also, there's a lot more control over absentee ballots. This was a big source of abuse the first time around when we saw government supporters being bussed around the country to vote multiple times. We also have an unprecedented number of international observers, more than 10,000 by one count from different organizations. That may make some sort of difference in the way this is interpreted and viewed.
Any sense of who has the upper hand in this vote?
Well, polling data has been scant, but during the last few days, we've seen Yushchenko come out with a 9, 10, 11-point lead, according to some polls. Again, the polling has been rather limited. I think a lot's going to depend on whether or not we see election fatigue. Let's remember, this country has seen 3 elections in 2 months now.
What effect, if any, has the story of how Viktor Yushchenko was poisoned with dioxin, what effect has it had on the campaign in Ukraine in the past couple of weeks?
Well, this has been a story which has been going on in Ukraine for months now, so it hasn't been a big surprise, the finding of doctors in Europe that Yushchenko was poisoned by dioxin. It's been a bigger story, perhaps, in the United States and Europe. Interestingly, the lone televised debate between the two men this week, this subject didn't even come up. It's something which people just take as a given now. The Yushchenko supporters, extremely cynical about their government, they believe from the beginning that this was a plot to poison him, either incapacitate him, or make him look bad. Some people calling this Operation Frankenstein because of the facial disfigurement that challenger Yushchenko has suffered. As far as Prime Minister Yanukovych is concerned, he's only said that he feels sorry for Yushchenko. He insists he had nothing to do with this, if the poisoning, in fact, was intentional. And, of course, challenger Yushchenko has never alleged that Yanukovych had something to do with this directly. Rather, the opposition has said that this was the work probably of the Ukrainian secret services.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets speaking to us from Kiev, Ukraine. Thank you, Lawrence.
Merry Christmas, Robert.